Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger-cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs has been resting since her collapse of several days ago, and the rest has shown results. She's almost herself again and has come downstairs for the afternoon. In the living room of the Gibbs home, Dr. Ryan says to her,
Penny, this rest has done you good. You've surprised me with the speed with which you've made a comeback.
Maybe I wasn't as down as you thought, Dr. Ryan.
You were pretty down, Penny. But then, well, now I think you're well enough so I can stop talking to you as a doctor and begin talking as an advisor.
You sure you won't be wasting good advice?
Not on you, Penny, because not all my advice is good. And you have the intelligence to sift the bad out of it.
But thank you for the compliment.
Penny, I've known you almost all your life, and even when you were a child, I admired and respected you. You had something other children didn't have. A go-gettedness, a determination. As if you knew where you were going and how to get there.
I fooled you, though, didn't I?
Not at all. Until recently, you were the same, as always. Then you received this shock. This is a terrible blow.
Well, I'll be the same again if what you say is true.
But will you? Penny, what are you going to do with your life? Since you lost Barry Carlton, have you even given that a thought?
No, I haven't.
Not once?
Not once.
Well, don't you think that's rather foolish? Barry's as much alive as ever. You're the same person you always were. There's still hope for a future with him.
Dr. Ryan, you really think so?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, will doctors tell him that the insanity in his family has no effect on him?
I don't know, Penny. I'm just a small-town family doctor. That sort of thing is out of my line.
Yes, but what would your guess be?
Doctors don't guess. Penny, all your life, whenever you were able, and time again when you weren't, you've helped people.
I like helping people, if I can.
Well, you know why you like it. And you know why you can.
Know why?
Because you...
Aunt Penny?
Yes, Julie?
Aunt Penny? Did we get a letter from my mommy today, did we?
No, darling, we didn't. Oh, Julie, you know Dr. Ryan, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
How are you today, Julie?
Fine, thank you. Aunt Penny's taking me to Uncle Freddy's farm to see the cows and the chickens and the ducks and, oh, lots of things, I guess.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
But that's not right now, Julie. This afternoon, I said.
Will it be long till this afternoon, Aunt Penny?
No, darling, not very long. And if you go out in the yard and play, it'll be a lot sooner than you think.
All right, Penny. I'll go out and play. I'll play real fast. Maybe this afternoon will come fast, too, I hope.
All right. I'm sorry about that interruption, Dr. Ryan.
Oh, it's perfectly all right. She's a fine child. A beautiful little girl.
Mm-hmm. She has her mother's good looks. But you were telling me what you thought I ought to do from now on.
Oh, yes, and I think I was about to tell you why you like to help people and why you can.
Yes, you were.
It's because a power over which you have no control forces you to help people. You could fight against it if you wanted to, and still find yourself going out of your way to help that person. Do you know that?
Yes, I do, Dr. Ryan. I've often thought that maybe I'd be smarter and maybe even happier if I looked with blind eyes and there wasn't trouble.
K
turned deaf ears to those who asked for help. And then something inside me tells me I'd be miserable if I did. It's like you say, some force drives me to help others. And I guess I'm going to want to help people all my life.
Then there's the answer to what you must do with your life, Penny. Devote it to helping others. Make it a point to do purposely and willfully what you have by nature done all your life.
Dr. Ryan, I don't know.
You don't know what?
Well, I don't know whether I can be of any help to others in the way you suggest. I mean, I've never said to myself, I'll do all the good I can in the time allotted to me, find happiness for others in places where I myself couldn't find it. I've never looked at helping quite that way.
Other people have, and the world has been a far better place in which to live because of that.
No, I'm not going to make much of a dent in the world, Dr. Ryan.
Oh, you may be surprised. You may never accomplish one good thing outside the city limits of Rossville. But if you help 100 people, those 100 in gratitude will aid 100 others each. And so on ad infinitum. Give it some thought, Penny. It may be your salvation. Maybe. No, it will be. Of that I'm certain.
Well, I'll think about it, Dr. Ryan, but it seems so strange that I have made nothing out of my life can help others to make something out of theirs.
Uncle Paul, how many kittens do you have?
Oh, about 400, Julie.
That's a lot, isn't it, Aunt Penny?
It seems to me it is.
Tickle, 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 tickle. I won't hurt you. Do these chickens lay eggs, Uncle Paul?
Uh-huh. A lot of eggs, Julie.
Where are the eggs now?
All gone. We take them away in the morning.
Do the chickens get mad when you take them away?
Well, if they do, they don't say anything about it.
Uncle Paul, you're as silly as Uncle Freddy. Anybody knows chickens can't say anything. Where's Uncle Freddy?
I think you'll find him way over there beyond the barns and the stock pen doing some work on the pig pen.
Oh, could I go over where Uncle Freddy is and see the pig, that Penny?
Well, if you're very careful. Is it all right, Mr. Williams?
Well, yes, she won't get in any trouble. Just don't climb over the fence and tease the cows, Julie.
I promise I won't hurt the cows, Uncle Paul. Oh, Uncle Freddy! Uncle Freddy, I want to see the pig.
Oh, golly.
Uncle Paul says I can.
Had enough of the sights and sounds of the farm for one afternoon, Miss Gibbs?
Oh, Mr. Williams, I'll never be able to get enough of this place.
Well, let me show you our new machinery.
New?
We're not putting all our hope in a basket of eggs, Miss Gibbs. We've diversified this farm. It'll pay off someday, but right now it's costly. It's all going out and not too much coming in. The new stuff's over this way. You don't mind if I smoke my pipe, do you?
No, of course not. I like to see a man smoke a pipe. Oh, golly, this place has changed since I last saw it.
Well, a lot of changes have been made in the last few months. The last few weeks, as a matter of fact. We started that new barn there just 2 weeks ago. Now look at it. It's almost finished.
No wonder Freddy's so proud of this place. No wonder you're so proud. Yep, you've both done wonders with it.
Well, give all the credit to Freddy. I do. That's why I gave him the farm, something he loved. He loved the earth, the smell of it, the feel of it. He loved the things that stood on it and lived on it and grew out of it. I could tell he loved it by the way he'd run a handful of earth through his fingers, watching the falling dirt with eyes that were warm with interest. Freddy loves this place. The person has a right to own what he loves.
You're right, Mr. Williams. A person does.
By the way, Miss Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
My tongue runs like water sometimes, but sometimes the words choke in my throat. I wanted to say something to you, but I don't know how.
It isn't necessary.
I don't think it is. But let me extend my sympathies and know that I understand what you've been through and what you're going through. Do I have to say more?
No, Paul, you don't. It's because you understand it. I think from now on I'm going to call you Paul.
Wish you would. Penny. For people whose wounds will never heal have a pain in common and should be as informal with each other as fate has forced them to be about life.
Oh, Paul, let's talk sometime, but let's make it some other time when the day isn't so bright and cheerful. Sometime when the air doesn't smell so fresh. Sometime when we're not trying to show a lonesome little girl about it.
Paul, that, Penny. I just hate to ride home. Because it was just oodles of fun at the farm. Uncle Freddie let me pet a pig.
Oh, I'm glad you had a good time, Julie. We'll go out to the farm very often if you like.
I'd like to live on a farm. I'm going to ask Mommy to buy a farm so I can live on one and have chickens and cows and pigs.
Julie.
And... yes?
Darling, do you have any idea where your mother is?
She went away with Uncle George to see Grandma, who was sick.
Well, that's what I thought too, Julie, but when I talked to your Grandma a few weeks ago, I found out that she wasn't ill and that your mother wasn't with her.
And where is Mommy?
I don't know, Julie. Look, darling, you won't cry if I tell you something, will you?
Is it something bad?
Yes, it is.
What is it?
Julie, I don't think you're going to see your mommy again.
Never, Aunt Penny?
Well, I hope it isn't true, but I'm afraid it is.
But I want my mommy, Aunt Penny. I love my mommy.
Julie, you said you wouldn't cry, darling.
I won't cry, Aunt Penny. Only just a little bit. Why won't I see my mommy ever?
I don't know why.
Doesn't she want me? Doesn't she?
Julie, I don't know. Maybe it's just that she wants other things more. Hey. Hey, you're going to stop crying, aren't you?
Yes, Aunt Penny. I'll stop.
That's a good girl. Julie.
Yes?
I'd like to ask you a favor.
What?
Well, I'd be awfully happy, very proud, very good to you, if you'd let me be your mommy. Would you?
Yes, Aunt Penny, I'll let you.
Thank you, darling.
I'll let you.
For what, Julie?
You wouldn't be real, Aunt Penny. You wouldn't be real.
Will poor little unwanted Julie Martin ever find consolation with Penny Gibbs as her adopted mother? And will Penny Gibbs find the solace she seeks if she takes Dr. Ryan's advice and devotes her life to helping others? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.